Algerian illegal tries to strangle his baby son after being refused residency. By Chris Tomlinson on January 8, 2023. An Algerian illegal migrant tried to strangle his four-month-old child to death after he was refused residency in France, putting a rope around the child's neck in front of the child's mother. 34-year-old Mohamed F. was arrested in the commune of Senin, a suburb of the city of Bordeaux, at the town hall after appearing while his former partner was having her identity papers renewed. A police source claimed that the Algerian put a rope around the neck of the four-month-old baby, his son, who was with the man's partner at the time. He then pulled the baby by the foot violently and was restrained by staff at the town hall before he could tighten the rope he had put around the infant's neck, the newspaper Le Figaro reports. The illegal migrant is said to have been in a relationship with the mother of the child, but she had left him around a month before the child was born. Police say the North African wanted to kill his child and then himself because he was angry about not being granted residency and benefiting from possible residency linked to the birth of his child. The incident comes just months after another Algerian migrant was arrested for the rape and murder of another child, a 12-year-old named Lola. As with Mohamed F., this Algerian was also an illegal immigrant and even subject to a deportation order, meaning they should not have been in France at the time of the murder. The case sparked a national discussion on deportation orders and how the French government under President Emmanuel Macron has followed through with deporting only a very small number of those handed deportation orders. According to one French media source, the government had deported less than 10% of illegals with deportation orders during the pandemic years. And even prior to the pandemic, just 12% of ordered deportations were actually carried out. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.